AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free, personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You've kept up with the times. For example, you're fluent in texting.
Honey, what does IGTTSWA mean?
It means I'm going to the store, want anything.
If you can do that, you can definitely save for retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org for a quick 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. And it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Check out aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit savebythescan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. Savebythescan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten.
Well, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. It is our final hour of the week. It is Friday. I'm ready for the weekend. Thank you for listening across the Civic Media Network, Waukesha, Wausau, Amory, Oshkosh, Richland Center, Madison tonight. Join the conversation. You are always welcome, 844-967-2789, to round out this week and today. Good friend of the show, back for the third time, comedian Laura Lyons is here because she has been in NPR, she's been in the Daily Beast, she's written things that have been published before, but you recently, I think right before I left for my vacation, I saw that you had a new article in the Daily Beast. We didn't get to get you on before I left town, so now here you are to sit to talk about the eight things you should never say to someone with long COVID.
Yes, hello, everyone. Thank you for having me back.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm lots of doctor's appointments that were up and down, but we're just going with the flow.
How's the weather in Worcester right now?
I love how you say Worcester.
How are you supposed to say it? Worcester?
Worcester. Oh, it's whatever. Like Worcestershire sauce, kind of.
Why
know
is there
what
two
I mean?
O's then?
Well, I know.
There's a, I thought it was W-O-O.
I think that's like Ohio.
Oh, all right. Clearly a Midwest girl.
Yeah, we love a Midwest girl. So yeah, it's been good. It's not been bad, which we love.
So as a reminder, before we get into your advice, remind the audience who may have not heard you on the show before, your COVID experience.
Yes, my COVID experience has been going on for 2.5 years. It started on March 24th, 2020. I was admitted to the hospital. They told me, my parents, I had 6 hours to live. They put me in a coma. They med helicoptered me to Boston, and I was put on ECMO, which is the last form of life support someone can be on, as well as a ventilator, feeding tube, and trach. And I was there for months. Overall, I was in the hospital for over 5 months, so for half a year. I was paralyzed, voiceless. I had to learn how to walk, talk, eat, sleep, all of it. And for the past 2.5 years, it's just been this journey. I'm still on oxygen and primarily in a wheelchair because of my lung scarring. So, you know, we're taking every day with a happiness and a grain of salt at the same time.
Absolutely. So with that, what are some of the things that you shouldn't say to someone struggling with long COVID?
Yeah. So I was inspired from this article because there are some well-intentioned people, and then there's some people that are really out of pocket. And it took me a while to write this article because I was just accumulating things that people were saying that either sounded really passive, that wasn't helpful, or some were just kind of mean, some were misogynistic. You know, it's a plethora of things that you hear when you're chronically ill, especially in a political climate that has politicized this disease. You're kind of used as a puppet in a lot of ways. It's really bizarre. So I decided I'm going to take these annoyances and write an article about it. So essentially, it goes from the passive to the agitating ones all over. First one is just think positively, which I say in the article, basically, I want to invest in Wayfair because the amount of pillows I have to scream into would increase their stock prices. Because you just, if someone tells you to just think positively, it's like, do you want to trade wearing a diaper at the age of 33 and throwing up with fractured ribs? I don't think so. So, you know, I'm a positive person, but if I have to say I'm really tired because I had a 14-hour coughing fit, it's like, let me say that and not kind of shut it down with a think positively thing. Mm-hmm. Another one is, you know, you look so happy on social media. All of us show the highlight reels of social media, right? But when you're chronically ill, you're only showing the good parts primarily. And I'm a repressed New Englander who's half Irish. So like, I'm going to be as repressed as possible. So I'm not going to be like crying on, I mean, maybe I should, so people actually know how horrible it is. But yeah, it's tough when you have to keep up with the digital Joneses, mm-hmm. especially when you're a comedian and you're so tired and you have chronic fatigue and you're on steroids, you're off steroids, your sleep is out of control. So yeah, I think it's that kind of what you see isn't the reality, especially with someone who has long COVID. And then the next one is manifest being healthy, which
feels a lot like think positively.
It does. It's this kind of new wave of the wellness industry that's like very, if you can think it, you can do it. And it's like, yeah, but racism, homophobia, and misogyny exist. Like, I can't just think positively and racism goes away. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, there's this kind of, ooh, you have bad energy, let me push you away and negate what you're saying type of movement. And I actually talked to a Buddhist chaplain about this. A Buddhist chaplain.
What is a Buddhist chaplain?
She's Buddhist, but she goes to hospitals and aftercare outpatient groups. And I got to talk to her and I was like, I'm really struggling with people saying, you know, the manifest and the positivity. And I want to get your input because mm-hmm. it all kind of started this westernized version of Buddhism, you know, and yoga and all this stuff. And I was like, I really want to get your view on this. And she said, toxic positivity is like swallowing poison. It's horrible for you. And she said, you have to admit if you're having a bad day or if you need more support or you need to be vocal and it's actually not good for you, which I thought was very interesting. And it kind of leads me into the next one of you should do apple cider vinegar shots every morning.
Which that for any person is not proven to be like the thing to do. Because I've looked it up and it's not, I don't know if there's a ton of science behind any health benefits of that. Let alone for your situation.
Right. Like, I don't know if there's lobbyists trying to push apple cider vinegar or something because, honey, the amount of recos of apple cider vinegar, or I should say ACV for short. It's really wild because it's like I can take vitamin D every day, which I do, and yet my lungs are still scarred. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like there's these suggestions, which as someone who, you know, is going to MGH in Boston that has some of the best doctors, like we're getting that information. So we don't really need kind of the have you tried vitamin D yet type of thing, you know, and it just goes back of this new wellness industry. I mean, in the US, it's worth over $50 billion on its own. So I kind of say now that the wellness industry is for already able-bodied, mentally healthy people. It really doesn't help disabled people, and people have real depression, anxiety, and all this stuff. It's kind of just this Pleasantville utopian band-aid on really what's going on in the world. You know what I mean? So those type of things like are not helpful. And then you deal with then the extreme, really, you know, anti-vaxxers and COVID is a hoax. And it does get laborious after a while of people fighting in my comments on, you know, say TikTok or social media saying, I had this one person say I was a sheep because I got COVID.
You're a sheep for getting COVID.
I was a sheep for getting COVID. And then someone said, prove to me that you're sick now because of COVID and not the vaccine. Now, I got COVID in March 2020 when the vaccine did not exist. So it's a little infuriating. And then I get people asking me if I'm dating. Now, this is one of the funniest things because, as I mentioned before, I'm in a diaper. I don't think this will lead to anything. I don't want to kink shame anyone. You do you, boo. But that's not my bag. You know what I mean? I'm not really into it. And I basically was not a volunteer in this. You know what I mean? So there's that. And then, you know, then there's the just breathe. People who are like, just take sips, just take breaths. And I'm like, I'm on oxygen 24/7. Like, yeah, I know about breathing. And it's kind of a luxury, you know, you kind of take advantage of every breath we all take. And I'm so now aware of it, of every single breath that I take now.
I'm going to cut you off before you do the last one, because I want to talk. I feel like there's a bigger conversation around this last one, because so much of what your advice, and it's very funny when you read the article, because you are a comedian, Laura Lyons. But it is, I think, like you said, it's not just long COVID. It's anyone dealing with a disability or a chronic illness or this. When you try to talk to someone who is, it's hard to put yourself in their shoes of what they're going through, trying to guide them as far as what is not helpful. And so I think it is a well worth the read. So if you want to look up on the Daily Beast, Laura Lyons, the 8 things you should never say to someone who has who's with long COVID, you can look that up. She's going to be here until 12:45 though. And so you can stay tuned to As Goes Wisconsin to hear more of Laura Lyons.
Just before you draw your terminal breath. Life's a piece of shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show. Keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
I'm gonna wind you up.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
First things happen to see, you know.
Always look on the right side.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's some.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
My fine guest, Maggie Dawn, attorney at law. I thought that the laws of the United States were supposed to evolve with societal norms. The vast majority of Americans, 70% approximately, believe that Roe v. Wade should be the law of the land. So that seems exactly contrary to the way the courts are supposed to evolve with our nation.
I'll just say this. The guy in Colorado can't be forced to make a gay wedding cake, but I can be forced to make a baby. I don't know about you, but that makes no damn sense to me.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
You're not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A wind advisory begins at 2 a.m. this morning and continues until 9 a.m. this morning. Cloudy skies expected overnight with lows around 17. Westerly winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. Bright sunshine tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 25. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 16. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 45 degrees.
Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile, but don't worry. Be happy. When you're
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Our guest this hour is Laura Lyons, who is a comedian, and we're talking about her newest article in The Daily Beast, 8 Things You Should Never Say to Someone Living with Long COVID. But a lot of these pieces of advice can be applied in many different scenarios as far as someone dealing with chronic illness or a disability or someone who is grieving. And so I wanted to hold off on you talking about your number 8 out of 8 piece of advice. And so what is that one?
Exactly. It's something that if you have a loved one that's passed away, if someone is in a car accident that's injured, someone that's sick, the passive kind of comment, which usually is well-intended, is the, let me know if there's anything I can do. 9 times out of 10, that person is not going to let you know that there's anything that they need, because they don't want to be a burden on a lot of people, especially if it's a friend of a friend or, you know, a family member's coworker or something like that. Like, you're never going to ask out of your kind of core group of supporters that you need help. So rather than that, I absolutely recommend doing more active things like sending notes, little gifts. Food is a really big one, especially if someone's chronically ill or grieving. It's an energy thing, right? Like, if someone's really sad that someone's passed away, they're not going to have the effort to make a home-cooked meal. And it's the same if you're chronically ill. It takes a lot of energy to cook. For example, for me, my lung capacity isn't good. So standing up takes a while and it's a lot of effort. So to get something out of the refrigerator is a huge deal for me. And coming back, I'll have a coughing fit, all of that. So the food one is actually a really big thing. And if you're not in the area where you can just drop off food at their door, there's so many great shipping options now for great food. Like, if someone misses New York bagels, there's Zabar's that delivers all over the country.
And
you know what I mean? Oh my God, no, but they're so good, but no. But yeah, so, or like chocolate that they miss from something or something special between the both of you. Memories is really good because that person is probably also grieving a lot of fear of missing out because mm-hmm. they're chronically ill or they're so sad that they can't participate in activities. So they're kind of by the sidelines. So if you send these gifts that have a lot of meaning or just are really thoughtful, it feels like, okay, I'm still a part of this person's life, even though I physically can't be there. So I recommend a lot of like great memories, food, comfort, and to be like, I'm thinking of you. And those things are so helpful.
And it's so interesting because I remember more specifically in the time of someone grieving, of it is such an easy thing to say of like, let me know if there's something I can help. Because and I think people genuinely mean it. But like you said, it's like that's still putting the burden on the person who is sick or grieving or that you were trying to help. But it's putting them in the position to tell you what they need help with versus saying, can I drive you somewhere? Can I get you food? Can like being more specific of how you can help? And so do you think it's better just not to say anything instead of saying that or asking?
It's actually really frustrating.
Yeah, that, I mean, I'm serious.
To be honest, because it's almost like, you know, when someone, you're at a dinner party at a house and someone's like, oh, do you need any help? And they have no intention of actually helping you. It's like, that's kind of worse because it's like, you're not going to do anything. So why are you even volunteering? Just so you can seem kind of this like volunteering hero, but you actually aren't going to do anything. It's almost like a weird virtue signaling, you know? So I would say if you want to actually be there for someone, be there for them in whatever it is, gifts, notes. It doesn't have to be expensive. It can just be a great note or a text or a funny email or like book recommendations or TV recommendations, just to show that you're thinking of them. That is so much more helpful. I think the empty gestures and the platitudes get really exhausting mm-hmm. after a while. And they do become burdensome. So I think either help or don't, I think is kind of my biggest advice, you know?
Laura, the next time someone tells you to manifest health, I want you to get their phone number for me so I can call them and we can have a little chat.
I love you so much. Like, you do not mess around. And that is why you're one of my favorite people in this world, because it really is. And in the article I write, like, do you think I really manifested me being in a wheelchair? Like, do you think on my vision board I had a concentrator that pumps oxygen into my nose? I didn't think so. I wasn't on Pinterest pinning oxygen tanks and transport chairs and cushions for my tushy for the transport chair because it's really hurt. It hurts a lot. You know what I mean? So I think 5-year plans, they don't exist as well. I have talked to many therapists and spiritual leaders and all this stuff. And they're like, it's just a way for you to feel like you have control, but we don't have control whatsoever.
Exactly. All right. Well, we're going to keep you through the break. When we come back, we're going to move on and have a bigger conversation around why women aren't funny, the role of humor in our moral virtues. And so stick with us. Laura Lyons will be here when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy. In every life we have some trouble. But when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry. Be happy, don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com. Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
We are joined by the 57th Assembly District Representative, Lee Snodgrass. Thanks for being here.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
How do I need to adapt this based on what has changed since I first introduced it? Government does not move fast. I'm sure that's a shocker to all of you guys. Public policy doesn't change until public opinion changes.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to ALZ.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Mom was always very organized.
But my sister and I noticed she started to forget things.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
My sister and I were there for Mom and each other.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit ALZ.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
54. So it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around.
AARP makes it easy. Go to aceyourretirement.org and chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. It's free and only takes 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Answer some questions and get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings.
Thanks.
Just head to aceyourretirement.org. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Be in charge of stuff, and we want to get paid the same. And then there's other feminists that are like, we want to free the nipple on Instagram. It's like, hey, can we focus? I know she's more fun, but can we focus? It's like if during the Revolutionary War, if some soldiers were like, we want to be independent, and then other soldiers were like, we want to free the nipple on Instagram. You'd be like, yeah, maybe England should stay in charge of you. You sound like you'd be fairly irresponsible. It's just hard for me to even believe that that was a woman's idea. Sounds like a man infiltrated a meeting and he was like, we gotta get these nipples on Instagram. Did you hear we can't? It's not fair for the women. You know me, my main concern is the women. Some feminists that are like, we
want to be in charge. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry on the Civic Media Network. Hello, Waukesha, Wausau, Amory, Oshkosh, Richland Center, Madison tonight, on the app, on the podcast. We are rounding out this week. Today's Friday, last half hour of the show, and my friend of the show, Laura Lyons, comedian, is here, and we found these. I have never heard of this. It's a digital magazine called Psyche, and they have two different articles that I felt like there was no one I wanted to talk about it more than with you, having you on. And so one, I think, is very obvious. Well, both are obvious compared on, but one is how humor is a moral virtue, even in dark times. And the other is a historical, the historical accuracy of why women aren't funny. And so where should we start, Laura Lyons?
I feel like we should start with the sense of humor. Even a dark sense of humor is a good virtue to have.
I agree. 'Cause
I think it's interesting what this article talks about.
I totally agree. So it's in Psyche magazine, a sense of humor, even a dark one, is a moral virtue. And it was written by Mark Alfano, who's an associate professor of philosophy, and Mandy Estola, who's a lecturer of philosophy at Delft University. And a lot of the examples they give in the article is talking about the humor that we've seen play out in the Ukraine-Russian war, and like how humor is used against power, but also used, it's like, you can't laugh, what else can you do? And I feel like when I was reading this article, it reminded me of, did you watch Dairy Girls?
I just finished it this morning.
So good. I haven't seen the most recent season of it, but this is a show where it's a fictional show that's produced right now, but the context is early 90s Ireland. So during the dark times of the Civil War that was happening, where randomly, like, the resistance would be bombing bridges and you would have to go around. But like, that is like the backdrop of the show. The main plot of the show, these high school girls who are ridiculous. And if you watch it, I highly recommend putting on the subtitles because it is a very thick Irish accent, but
Northern Irish.
I remember listening to a interview with the creator of the show, showrunner of the show, who this is based off her life. And she said, I just remember the women of that time being so funny, because that's a survival tactic as well.
Absolutely. I think sometimes the funniest people have to survive. I mean, that's a huge trope, but I do think it's true in a lot of ways, and it's the only way to heal and to cope and to get through something. And those examples of the Ukraine-Russian war, I mean, we all have heard about the Ukrainian grandmother giving the sunflower seeds mm-hmm. to the Russian soldier, saying there, when your corpse is in the ground, there'll be flowers that come from it. And I think it's really important, especially dark humor. And it's so funny, the Dairy Girls, I was watching it this morning, I finished season 3, and I thought the same thing of, these girls in high school just wanted to live regular lives. They couldn't, but they still had incredible wit to them. Mm-hmm. And I think that wit becomes really complex, which is more interesting and sarcastic and deadpan. And there's so many levels to it that I think is really important. And the article basically talks about it being a moral virtue, which I never really thought about before.
Yeah,
and that was so fascinating, because they said it goes back to ancient Greece, when Aristotle had this phrase called the golden mean, which basically meant good traits are in between bad examples. Like, courage is good because it's in between cowardness and having no fear at all. And that is a way to temper your emotions. So you kind of go into the world with people being authentic and they authentically respecting you. And humor is a great healing tool, and also a way to make your emotions, if they're going up or down, you can use humor to kind of neutralize them. And I never thought of it that way. And I thought that was really interesting. And, you know, it's like me, even when we were talking about when people say, think positively and I have to scream into a pillow, it's like that neutralizes it and it makes it a joke versus having anger or sadness, those kind of extreme emotions. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was really interesting how in dire conditions that like aren't conducive to being happy, you still can use this quote unquote, quote, moral virtue to have respect and to live in kind of a happy condition, even though everything around you isn't good.
Well, and one of the other points they make there is how what our sense of humor is and what we find funny is also a signal of what our values are. And so sometimes it is used as a tool to vet out who aligns with our values. Cause if you make a joke and they don't laugh at it, it's like, well, maybe I don't like you that much anyways. and I felt like that was a bridge to the other article, the say in also in Psyche, which is the history of women not being funny, and an actual historian trying to mark how did this trope or this stereotype happen. And it's two women, I think three women, who fancy ourselves as funny people. I also wonder how much it is true of, well, there's just certain men who don't find us funny because the things we find funny as women and women who tell jokes. So well, maybe you just don't get it, dude.
Yeah. And it's the, it is really interesting because, you know, 10 years ago, we kind of accepted male humor as the only thing, and it was king and that was it. And we were going to hear the difference between men and women and how much they hated their wives and their girlfriends. And we just took it. And it's funny the evolution of humor, especially in that article. But yeah, it's they're not the authority on what's funny. And I think that has shifted so much, even in the past 10 years, of like, it's okay for them not to laugh because that doesn't mean you're not funny.
Yeah.
Which I think is a huge thing that's changed over the past decade for sure.
We're talking to Laura Lyons, who is a comedian based out of Worcester.
Based
out of the East Coast, about two different articles that we found in psyche.co, which is where you can find it. And this one is just, when in history did men decide that women are not funny? And it was interesting because one of the things they point out is that as things become either profitable or a sign of respect, because one of the things that they said that women used to do, which I did not know, that in medieval times, the brewmasters were women. That like brewing beer was a woman's role until that shifted. And it becomes, well, only men do this. And I think that is another male dominated, as I have friends who work in the beer industry. Like it is, it's a very male dominated thing. And so like, tell me, it happened like kind of around Freud, right? Is that what you picked out of the article?
Yes, that before then, women and humor was suppressed and oppressed in a different light, but it was never that women aren't funny. It was women have to be demure and not laugh because that means that, you know, they're not pure or Christian, like all of that. But then in the 20th century, Freud basically said, you know, women aren't funny because they are less complex psychic development, quote, that he said. And it's the castration fear of the superego. Like, then it became kind of this like, oh, women actually don't have it in their body to be funny. Which I find, it's so interesting because I've heard growing up women aren't funny. I mean, I still hear it like on TikTok and all of that. And, but it's interesting that it stems from that, because beforehand, even during like the witch trials, it was never a tick on the list of why a woman should be tried in a trial of, oh, she's too funny, you know? And so it kind of revolutionized. I mean, it basically stems from money and misogyny of what you're saying of, basically, after the 17th century, like during the 18th century, it was kind of commodifying with humor on stage and it was bringing audiences. But because delivering jokes is kind of this like aggressive, assertive, confident thing, they didn't want women to be on stage because of that. So then in the 19th century, when it became really profitable, they pushed women to the side. So it just kind of kept pushing the stereotype of a woman not being funny, but it was just because they could make money off of it. So they steered women away from it.
Laura, I am going to laugh about Freud's women aren't complex enough to be funny, but men are.
Truly. I was saying earlier, I had a TikTok that was just really, it was dark humor, really sarcastic about, you know, my doctors being like, yeah, we don't know how long you're going to live for. And the men in the comments were like, did not get it. They didn't comprehend it. They tried to like mansplain things to me. And I'm like, buddy, this is dark humor. I don't know what to tell you, like all this stuff. So it's fascinating. Freud is, you know, a little devil over there.
A little devil. But it is interesting because I feel like in that article, they reference only 10-ish years ago. What was it in Vanity Fair that someone, they literally published an entire article about trying to make an evolutionary argument of why men are funnier than women because of they need to like woo in the
main
cycle of human existence that men had to woo women with their wit and all we had to be was fertile. And it was like, who signed off on this? And that wasn't even that long ago that they published
it. It was in Vanity Fair.
Yes, I know.
And I tell you what, they think they're hilarious.
Hilarious.
Almost every man thinks he's hilarious.
Lord, I know when we were friends in New York, you were doing more sketch and improv and stuff. Did you ever do stand-up?
I opened with a dead friend joke and it was crickets. So,
do you still remember the joke? Speaking of dark humor.
Yeah, it was
is it okay for radio?
Okay. Can we say like murder on radio?
Yeah.
Okay, so I said my friend was running in broad daylight and was burned alive and murdered. And my friend told me, and I said, yet another reason not to run.
Jay liked it. Oh my God. That is pretty dark. That is a pretty dark.
Dark
joke.
Tina. Dark Tina. And when I tell you the room went silent, it wasn't white noise. It wasn't crickets. It was outer space silence. That dust. You could hear dust. It was that quiet. And I had to just, I don't know, recover and talk about. I talked about Bravo for the rest of the 10 minutes because I was like, I don't know where to go from here.
Andy Cohen. Okay.
Yeah. Let's keep it light, I guess. People.
All right. Well, friend, so fun to have you on the show. We'll probably have you back on in the new year. I hope you stay healthy and happy and just stay positive, Laura Lyons.
I'm going to stay positive and take vitamin D.
All right. We'll see you next time. Have a great day, friend.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
All right. Stick around. Mama, the mother of Christmas, Debbie Ry, ends the show with us this week. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
It's so easy to do. Just let yourself be ignorant to what's been done to you. Save the rich by doing nothing.
WAUK will be broadcasting the Waukesha Christmas Parade live, and you can become a sponsor. Call us at 262-232-8164. Sponsorship includes an on-air interview during the live broadcast of the Christmas Parade. A portion of the proceeds goes directly to the Waukesha Memorial Fund. Please call at 262-232-8164. That's 262-232-8164.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Let it slip, it, cuff it, check. Talk to the doctor now and share it.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A wind advisory begins at 2 a.m. this morning and continues until 9 a.m. this morning. Lows dip down to about 17 overnight. Under cloudy skies, west winds 20 to 30 miles an hour. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 25. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 16. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
It's Christmas vacation. And when the nights are peaceful and serene.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and special guest in studio to round out my first week back after vacation. In studio, sitting across from me, the mother of Christmas, my mother, Debbie Bry. How you doing, Mom?
I'm good. I'm the mother of Christmas and the mother of Kristen.
There you go. It was a big family show. Dad was on earlier.
Yeah.
He had to call in. But how do you feel about women being funny?
I do think we are funny, and I think it helps us get through a lot of tough stuff.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, Dad's probably listening, but I would say, I think my sense of humor comes a little bit, he's more sarcastic.
Yeah.
But you're goofier.
Yeah,
I think exactly. I get my goofiness from you.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Considering yesterday, as the mother of Christmas, you were in town and you took it upon yourself to Christmasify our house, and it looks excellent. And I walked
Thank
in.
You.
So I worked until like 6. I hadn't been home all day. Mama Bri had been in the house, taking what Christmas decorations we had and perfecting them across our new home. And I walked in, and she was wearing a Santa hat. And she said, "Alexa, play the Hallelujah Chorus by Neil Diamond." And so I walked into the house. That song was blaring. And the house, she was just like dancing and singing to the song and showing off of her work and everything she had done that day. And it was perfection, Mother.
Thank you. Well, only because that's our song, isn't it?
That is our song.
It's our song.
That's also the song I played after the end of my ceremony. I surprised Mike with because people now, after they kiss the bride, play, the Star Wars theme or whatever they want. And so he didn't care. He's like, "I don't care what you play." So I surprised everyone. And that was my play at the end of the ceremony. Did you say we have a text about women being funny?
About women being funny. Yeah. But he had texted earlier when we were talking to the professor from Marquette about Les Miserables and the history of that. And he said, "Am I a terrible person if I don't like that musical? I love musical theater and I can't stand Les Mis." And I said, "No, you're fine as long as you like Spamalot. If you didn't like Spamalot, then we're going to have some issues." But then he also said, "I've never heard or thought about women not being funny. I'm a male in my mid-40s. I grew up with Carol Burnett, all of the women on SNL. It's never crossed my mind. Sorry, it is a struggle."
Yeah. I mean, I think that is, it's such a funny thing that that's still this stereotype when you think of the women throughout, specifically the 20th and now obviously the 21st century, but like Lucille Ball, Carol Burnett.
Phyllis Diller, Mary Tyler Moore, Valerie Harper. I mean, I can list off a whole, Joan Rivers.
Yes, absolutely. And so I think it's debunked and it's just people who don't get the joke that still think that women aren't funny. But at least while you're here, Mom, we were talking about this a little bit yesterday as far as the best Christmas things to do across Wisconsin. But what would you say some of your favorite Christmas, either things you've done or things you look forward to every year?
Well, I love to ride around and look at the lights, and I always appreciate when people put all that effort into decorating. I was trying to think of the places in Wisconsin Rapids that would be good to mention, and I could not give any addresses because I didn't know the addresses. But, there's a lot of people who take a ton of time. There's one person in our town that you go by and that you can sit out in front, and it's hooked up to the radio, and you can listen in your car. And so that's a lot of effort to make other people feel happy and joyful. So I think I love that. Because I like to decorate. So I do decorate for holidays, for Christmas and big time for Halloween, right?
Yes, big time for Halloween.
Christmas is a little bit more traditional for me, so I don't do lots and lots of lights. But I do love lights. I do like when we can go someplace and hear Christmas music. I like to eat.
Where do you think your love of Christmas? Truly, I mean, I think good friend Colleen Marion growing up, she always used to describe our house at Christmas like Santa threw up on it, and which is a compliment. But we have lots of Santa. You know, you go so hard for decorating for Christmas. Like, where do you feel like that came from as far as really putting so much effort into leaning into the holiday?
Well, I think we grew up always really enjoying the holiday, all the holidays, but Christmas was real special because all the family would come to our house and we would be packed in because we had a little house. My mom made it really fun and with lots of traditions and things. But I think it was that as the beginning. And then, you know, I like to collect stuff. So I started collecting. My mom gave me my first Santa Claus. And I started a collection that now is quite big. Not as big as many, but mine is nice.
Who has a bigger Santa Claus collection? Who's a private, not like...
There's people out there with thousands.
Yeah, that you've seen?
No, I've seen on TV and stuff like that. No, I haven't seen him. But there's people that collect all different things. And I am kind of a collector, which now I guess is kind of a big mistake because I've been told and my children don't want any of it. So
That's not true. You passed on...
A couple things, but
what I've been told is,
yeah, I know.
I don't think we bought any of that. That's all gifted by you.
Well, it's the kind of person that I am, honey.
See, you're funny.
But I don't know. It just has always been there. You know, I grew up and my dad owned a small store and I worked in there and I did the decorating in there. Maybe that's where it started. I kind of had free reign to do what I wanted in there. And I've always enjoyed decorating everything, not just Christmas time, but... I enjoy doing things in the house, so
yeah,
it's in my blood.
You're very good at it.
Thank you.
Tom from West Dallas threw in another funny lady on the text line at 844-967-2789. Fran Drescher.
Oh yeah,
Danny. Yeah. Lots of funny ladies.
Yeah, there are lots.
There are. I think we've debunked that, but it was more interesting of that article. I'll send it to you. It's just the history of any of these things, of how things develop. I can't remember what it was, but I even saw one the other day on a TikTok of how we got the term soccer, right? Like there's a story behind almost everything that we just assume is, nothing just is. There's always something behind it. Yeah. And so you're heading back to Rapids?
I am. I'm going to go north.
Got any plans for the weekend besides sitting watching with Dad the Marquette and Badger game?
I'll be decorating.
Oh, so is my house further along than your house
yours
right now?
Is far, far more along than mine is. I got lots to do, so I've done your treats. Now I'll go and get my business done.
All the Christmas, yep. The North Pole. We'll say that our house always looks like the North Pole. Not that Santa threw up on it. It's a nicer way to put it.
Better. Yeah, yeah. Colleen, my favorite girl, and then she says that about me.
She said it. But, she said it as a compliment.
Yeah. No, I know it. Today is a big day.
Oh, yeah.
Grandma's birthday.
Carol Bry, 91.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, my grandmother, your mother-in-law, Dad's mom, 91 years old today, still kicking. Anyone who was at our wedding couldn't believe that she was 90, let alone now she's 91. So very happy birthday to her. Are you guys celebrating with her when you get back at all?
Well, I won't be back in time because I didn't think I was going, but they're going out for a fish fry, which, of course, you know, I can't do.
You can't do anyways. So
they're going to be going out to the restaurant of her choice and having fun.
All right.
I just spoke with her while I was waiting to come on. So
perfect. That's a good reminder for me to give her a call after this show.
That's a good idea.
All right. Well, Mom, thanks so much for closing out this week's show with me.
Sure thing,
you're a big
honey.
Number one fan.
I
always
am.
Fun to have you on here.
Thank you.
And
it's always
us,
fun to see you.
That'll do it for this week. We will be back on Monday. Everyone have a safe, fun, relaxing weekend, and we'll talk to you soon. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
They were going to show a video of Roger Stone recorded by Danish filmmakers.
Just Google Roger Stone Monopoly Man.
You remember the old Batman TV series? He looks like the Penguin.
It's like a bad costume for A Christmas Carol.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And I know that firsthand because I was in that every year as a kid. Always a street urchin, never a Cratchit.
That needs to be the title of your autobiography. Always a street urchin, never a Cratchit.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.